I can't stand your guts, you dumb motherfuck. You're just so fucking stupid. I can't deal with the fact that you're a cunt, you fucking cunt face cunthole. I think you're a bitch, you stupid cunt. Go to fucking hell. Don't come back, you fucking bitch, cause I think you're a fucking hole. Fucking hole. I think you're a bitch, you stupid fuck. I don't wanna know your name. I hate your face, you fucking cunt. As ugly as a fucking ass crack. I can't stand your face, you fucking bitch. Can't stand your face. Fuck your mother in her ass. Punch her in her pussy.
But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing sweet.
Hello, you are listening to show number 50 of the Lesbian Mafia. Yeah. I'm your host, Sandy. Hi, hello. This is the 2-year anniversary of this program. And for the past 2 years, we have been bringing you what some might call entertainment.
It's questionable, I know, but I'm very glad that you guys come back and tune into this show and make it very popular. Really not in the business of bragging, but in the first year that we started this program, it went into the number one category in the Podomatic page, and now it's regularly on the front page of the entire directory with tens of thousands of other programs. And on a much larger scale, it quickly climbed up the ranks into the first couple of pages in the comedy section of the iTunes directory with other corporately financed programs like Sarah Silverman and Ellen DeGeneres' podcasts and other very largely funded programs. And there are other podcasts up there that are really great, but they are shows that post daily. This show I post every 2 or 3 weeks, and it still manages to stay up there in ranks, which means that you guys are coming back and downloading, and you're going through the older shows and downloading older shows when there aren't new posts. So it is that has kept this show visible in these categories so that other people can find the show, and you know, it perpetuates itself. It keeps itself there. You know, being up there, it gets you more listeners, and more listeners gets you to be up there, and so, you know, that's the way it works. But in the past 2 years, the show has been picked up by 3 internet radio stations, and I've mentioned this before, but they're all heterosexual, and for whatever that means, thank you. I really appreciate the support from Radio Dentata, Reepso Radio, and No Saints Media. And so this show is going to be different. It's not going to be the same thing as the other program. It's not going to be as jovial and jokey. But so what I'm going to do is just, you know, briefly talk about the past 2 years, and then I'm going to play a lot of your voicemails that have come in over the past few days. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I posted a show right before this, which was show number 49. It's just about an hour long of calls from you guys. So if you have called in, you may want to tune into that and listen. It's just a lot of calls and some of my commentary as the calls come in. So that's 49. And on this program, I'll just talk a little bit. And then next week, I'll post a regular show. So yeah, so the past 2 years have been really crazy. I can't believe that this program has gone where it's gone. You know, I started this program 2 years ago when I was coming out of a very dark and heavy time of my life. And it's not silly stuff like a breakup or anything silly like that. It was very serious things that were happening in my life that I would not wish on an enemy. But, you know, I came here to get away from all the seriousness that was happening in my life, to reconnect and laugh, you know. So it was serving me as well as serving the listener. So this show does mean a lot to me. I started with, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6 girls at a time in one show, and I would get a bunch of calls, and the calls were very short, but there was a bunch of them. And then after a year, I decided to kind of shave it off a little, have fewer regular calls, and maybe have the conversations be a little bit more lengthy, you know, questionably more meaningful.
But and so this year, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I just like to kind of change it up just a little, you know, so that I don't get bored. And so one of the trademarks of this show has been the prank phone calls. And I know that you guys like them, so I'm going to try to pepper them a little bit more often in this coming year, because I kind of slacked on them in the past year. But I know you guys like them, so I'll try to get to them a little more frequently. And the first show was the bisexual show, and I talk a lot about that program because I get a lot of feedback on it. And I usually talk about the negative feedback because I just think it makes for a better conversation. It's just, I don't know, it's just funnier to talk about a negative feedback that I might get here or there, you know. But I make a big mistake by neglecting to mention all of the beautiful emails that I get from you guys. I mean, I get, you know, and again, I'm not trying to be braggadocious or anything. I get hundreds of emails every week, and those messages are the fuel to the fire that keeps me motivated to continue to do this program, because, you know, you can get lazy if you don't have a boss on top of you telling you, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. But your messages, when you reach out and connect, are really very meaningful, and they don't go unnoticed. You know, I may miss some of them and not be able to answer every single one of them, but I read every email that comes through. And I just want to mention that if you have sent an email and it's important and you need me to get back to you, send it again, because there's a lot of emails, and I'm the one that handles everything. So I just wanted to put that out there. But that has been a continual theme, is the very first program, which I listen to it now, and I actually can't stand that show because I don't like it anymore. I don't know. And I get messages from bisexual women telling me, Sandy, you're right. I don't know what I want. I feel crazy. What? Help me. You know, and they ask for. So, you know, it's not all what I make it seem necessarily. I do like to make things funnier. So, two of you lovely people have gotten tattoos. And I just got an email from Carly, who said she's getting another tattoo in her arm with the Lesbian Mafia on her arm. And I don't have any tattoos. I've never gotten any tattoo, and I'm thinking of getting one. The Lesbian Mafia. But anyway, so this, you know, honestly, I have to say that this has been a pretty hard year here in talk, because you know, it's no secret that I hold radically different political viewpoints than about 80% of my community. And one thing is that I would say a majority of the listeners of this program have allowed me to be who I am, to speak my mind, and have respected me and whoever has been on the show with me, and still supporting this program, even though they may hold very, very different opinions. And to me, that's, I feel very lucky, because I know a lot of people who are in talk, and they're afraid to say anything because, you know, they just, it's been a really crazy season. So, you know, I've gotten a message from some of you guys that are like, you know, Sandy, I love your show, I love what you do, and even the parts that I don't prefer get my respect. And, you know, that feels really good. It really does. Because, you know, you may not want to hear some stuff that may come out of my mouth. Same ways I've had to listen to other people talk about stuff that I'm just like, oh, God, you know, like you roll your eyes, right? But, you know, it's, I think the common goal is that we all want to get to the same place. We may have different vehicles of getting there, and politics is the divisive vehicle. But I think ultimately we all know that we all want to get to the same place. So I really appreciate the love and support. I know that some people have dropped off because they, you know, they can't hear a possibly different viewpoint other than their own, because they find it threatening. They just need constant reassurance that, you know, they're right, they're right. There's people like that. And quite honestly, those are listeners that you don't want, because they're a pain in the ass, because they write in for everything. And quite honestly, I'm, you know, obviously a huge supporter of freedom of speech, because that's what we do here. But there is such thing as irresponsible speech, and I'm very aware of that. And so it's one thing if someone is being irresponsible on the airwaves, and for you to drop them a line and say, hey, that's, you know, you're being a fucking bonehead. That's one thing. But when it comes to a matter of a difference of opinion, you know, especially with political stuff, I mean, that's like, you have to be a real douche to want to harass someone. So I feel very lucky that most of you guys have stuck around. This audience has doubled this past year.
So, you know, the show is doing really well, and I'm really grateful. And, you know, people ask me all the time, who, you know, what is your demographic? What is the demographic of people who come and listen to your program? And to be honest with you, I can't say because I have no idea. And the reason why I have no idea is because the cross-section of the listeners of this program is so diverse that I really cannot narrow it down. You know, there's a huge majority of course, lesbian listeners, a lot of bisexual women, gay males, heterosexuals. There's transsexuals that listen to this show. And I don't, you know, I really don't know what to attribute that to other than maybe just humor kind of crosses all lines, I guess. I know that gay males kind of like strong personalities. They like people who, you know, break rules. They like that. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I get a lot of affection from so many diverse groups of people that I can't really tell. And that can become confusing because sometimes when I'm talking, I always have that in my head. I'm like, well, don't say that because, you know, you're going to hurt someone's feelings. And don't say that because then you'll hurt that one's feelings. Don't say this because then their feelings will be hurt. And, you know, I'm a very sensitive person, but I do like comedy. And I make the most of the First Amendment. And, you know, even though I understand being sensitive and everything, I mean, I like comedy. And in comedy, you know, almost anything goes. Some of my favorite comedians are people who I disagree with profoundly on a lot of stuff that they speak about. You know, a lot of the people that I love, like Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Bill Hicks, George Carlin, you know, a lot of them, they hold very, very different positions on a lot of things. And a lot of times they say things that I find just totally offensive. But they don't offend me as much as somebody who's just being mean for the sake of being mean and using a certain medium just to be mean. You can tell when you're listening to someone who's just trying to lash out. You can tell rather than poke fun, which, you know, quite honestly, I think what happened also is after the first show, I think people started to realize that we make fun of everybody here. We make fun of lesbians. We make fun of guys. And I honestly, I take so many pot shots at guys. But it's one thing, you've got men are, I guess maybe they're less sensitive or whatever, but they have, you know, a lot of time they have a very good sense of humor about themselves and they can take a joke as long as you're not being vindictive, you know, as long as you keep a sense of humor about yourself, you can say almost anything if it's coming from a semi-decent place that I've picked up. So, but I think that I personally relate to a vast mixed potpourri is because I relate to so many different people. I mean, honestly, you know, I spent my teens and my entire 20s in the club scene out here in New York, in more of the underground clubs with very mixed people. I mean, you don't have to go to a gay club here to be around other gay people. So, I mean, you know, I would go to more of the underground parties and that kind of thing where there was everybody. There was straight men, gay men, professionals, artists, people in showbiz, celebrities, trans, gay guys, straight women, models, whatever. You know, it was just very, the parties that I would end up at were very, very mixed. And generally speaking, and once in a while, I would go to a lesbian bar just for, you know, for the hell of it. But I like the energy in a mixed environment. It just feels better to me. But so we started this program pretty much everyone being incognito because a lot of people on this program have jobs that they would like to keep. This isn't just a regular, you know, talk show. We do a lot of really, do they call it blue stuff? I don't know what they call it, but it's really like stuff that you would not want your employer to hear a lot of the time. I mean, I don't know anybody who has been on this show that would say, hey, boss, come listen to me on this show. I was talking about, you know, stem cell research. I mean, that's not the kind of program this is. So we've tried to keep ourselves on the DL as much as possible for many reasons. But I, you know, I just wanted to say a heartfelt thank you so much for you guys and your unconditional love and allowing me to soar like a bird. I'm hearing Free Bird in the back of my head right now. So, thank you very much, and I hope to be around for a long time and to make more connections with you. And thanks for listening and for all of your support and and everything that you do to show your support when you guys send in pictures of yourselves in the shirts, and you send pictures of yourself with the graphics so I could put it up in the gallery on the MySpace. That kind of support really makes it all worthwhile, and that really is the payoff. And all right, let's take some of your calls.
Hi, Sandy. This is Aurora Navarro from the Masturbation Corporation. Oh, I call to congratulate you on your 2 years of success. And for this accomplishment, I decided to send you 12 hot blonde strippers just for your entertainment. Unfortunately, they're all men. I'm sorry for this inconvenience. Just because of this mishap, I decided to let you choose of one of our thousands of dongs. Just call me and let me know which one you want, and I'll be happy to send one out to you right away. Well, like I said, this is Aurora Navarro from Utah. Congratulations on 2 years, and I hope you have your show for 2 years or more, actually, because I enjoy listening to it, and I know a lot of my friends do, too. All right, well, like I said, congratulations on your two-year anniversary. And I hope you have 20 years more, for real. I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Hey, Sandy, it's Carly, a.k.a. Jester, your favorite tattooed friend from Philly, calling to say congrats on your two-year anniversary. Just wondering if I can get your friend there, Lizzie the Luzzy, to get a Lesbian Mafia tattoo, just like me, right on the inside of the forearm. So, anyway, just wanted to say, again, congrats, and that you still owe me a beer for this tattoo. So, and have a good one. I love you, girl. Keep it real. Bye.
Hey, Cindy. Hi, Lesbian Mafia. This is Melissa. You guys are so awesome. Happy second anniversary. Anyway, I was just passing by to tell you guys that I'm so proud of y'all. 2 years strong. Congrats again. And I also wanted to give like a shout out to my girl, Miss Money, the best DJ, singer, / rapper you ever find in your life. Guys, please, you guys really have to go and support that girl. I love you guys. You guys are awesome again. Happy second birthday. And again, this was Melissa. Bye.
Hey, it's Kathy Martin from the Florida Keys. Really love this Lesbian Mafia thing. Me and my girl got shirts, and it's blowing this place crazy. Almost everybody I know wants the shirts, so you'll be getting a lot of buyers. You have a good day. Bye.
I'm calling to say happy birthday, and the Lesbian Mafia rocks. Whoever write these BCs are hilarious. Thank you for being my inspiration, and thank you for allowing me to be part of the Lesbian Mafia. And even though my girlfriend hates, she part of the Lesbian Mafia too, because she don't want no girl getting more attention than she does. Can you blame her? Happy birthday to y'all.
Hey, Sandy, it's your buddy Chris in San Francisco. I just got an email saying you're turning 2, and I am really stoned and really happy for you. Yay, Sandy.
Sandals! It's Nikki. I'm with my friend Drea, and we are wishing you a happy 2-year anniversary. We are in New York City, and we are coming back from the Britney Spears concert, and we managed to get into a fight with MTA Transit because they were nasty little bitches. Really nasty. I don't know why. But Drea, say hi. Say a happy anniversary to Sandy.
Happy anniversary, honey. And many more.
Many more. Sandy, I just want to let you know, March 20th, Spice NYC is having an all-women's event at the Leopard Lounge on East 5th Street and 2nd Avenue. It's called Simpson Leopard Lounge. I think the address is 238 East 5th Street in New York City. So, I don't know, maybe you want to come down and party hardy with the...
Tell her I would love to meet her.
With the New York City's finest. All right, San. Oh, yeah. And my website is myspace.com/spice, New York City spelled out. And or you could add me on Facebook, Nikki Hill. Look for Nikki Hill. All right, Sandals. Happy 2 year, honey. Bye.
Hey, Sandy. It's AJ from Ask AJ Anything from YouTube. I'm just calling in to wish you a very happy second birthday. I totally enjoy the Lesbian Mafia. I'm part of the Lesbian Mafia, and I hope to see you guys prosper in birthday after birthday after birthday. And, you know, go out and get yourself a little something for your birthday. Get yourself something to eat, if you know what I mean. And I'm looking forward to more shows. You guys rock. And if you guys want to know who I am, just Google Ask AJ Anything. Happy birthday, guys.
What's up, Sandy, the Lesbian Mafia, whole crew? I absolutely love your show. Love, love, love it. Happy second birthday, and I can't wait to hear more. This is Ellen, and you can get at me at www.ellengray.com. That's ELLYNGRAY.com.
Happy birthday, beautiful. This is Frankie from Radio Dentata. Just wanted to say, 2 years. Yow! How nice is that? Well, I'm hoping you get all your birthday wishes for the Lesbian Mafia. Looking forward to the show. Ciao.
Hi, Sandy. It's Long Limb Lover Liz, also known as the Big Baker. I just wanted to call you to congratulate you and thank you for 2 fabulous years of fantastic shows. You always seem to entertain me and inform me at times, and I really enjoy your podcast. Whenever it's not there, I really miss it, and I really love your voice, and you're just so funny, and you make me so happy, but I'm stupid, and I love you. Have another 2 great years and hopefully more to come. Congratulations, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy, this is Britt from Nebraska. I'm calling to wish you and the Lesbian Mafia a happy second birthday, and I still love you, and I'm sure I'll be stalking you for many years to come. I hope everything is going well. And I think that's it. Sorry, it's not more interesting, but I am from Nebraska. So take care, Sandy, and I love your show. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Sandy. This is Jennifer from Boston. I just wanted to wish you a very merry and happy second anniversary. That's grand. I hope that you're very proud of your great work, and I greatly appreciate all of the good shows and information that you give to us, and please keep up your work and your shows, and I'm looking forward to the next one. So take care, and again, congrats. Bye-bye.
Sandy, love of my life, this is Brick. I'm here in Lakewood, Colorado, and I see that we're turning 2 years old. Now, 2 starts with T, which also starts many lesbian-related words, such as taco, trouble, treason, twat, tricky, tempting, but most of all, thank you. And the Lesbian Mafia, the best show, podcast that I have ever heard. And you can catch me at myspace.com/moonspike with a Y. And believe me, I will be listening to many more shows for many more years to come. Good luck. Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Kat, also known as Fallen Angel. You can find me on MySpace at myspace.com/brokenwings83. All right. I hope you're having a good one. Love you. Bye.
Hey, Sandy. It's your girl, Heidi, from theheidishow.com. 2 years. Seriously? The podcast that makes the bi girl wish she were gay turns 2. Wow. 2 years. Listen, keep up the good work. Keep making us laugh. And feeling everything you feel along with you. Love you. Happy birthday.
Hey. Hey, Lesbian Mafia. It's me, T-Ron from MySpace. Oh, my God. Well, it's cool to hear your voice after you on the phone. Well, actually, I heard the voicemail thing. I really like you guys, your shirts. I really, really want a men's hoodie. I'm a 3X, the black and hot pink. And I really like you guys. You guys got a cool page. And I'm looking for some single female femmes around age 23, 24. Can be a little bit older. I don't really care, you know. I don't judge anybody by the age. She can be black, Hispanic, Asian, just a pretty girl, you know. Like a nice girl. And I'm an AG, so I'm a grass. So, you know, and today's my birthday. So I just turned 23, and I'm enjoying my day. Kind of enjoying my day, kind of. And thanks for giving me your number, and I will speak to you guys on my space.
Hey, Sandy, this is Lisa Blue, also known as Lisa Sahani. I think you could hit me up at myspace.com/LisaBlue, no E at the end of blue. Just called to say hey. I saw your Twitter post. I'm glad you're on Twitter. Love the whole show and the whole idea of the Lesbian Mafia and the topics that you're hitting on. Let's talk about, when you get a chance, the whole concept of lesbians dating straight chicks. Because if you're into feminine women, that seems to be like the status quo in a lot of areas. And the last four or five women I've dated have all been straight until they met me. And I'm not having any issues with them running back to dudes. I'm having a whole bunch of other issues with the emotional process in general. But, you know, typical love life stuff. So just wanted to maybe talk about that one day. Other than that, I hope everybody's doing good and spring's on the way. All right. Peace out.
You know what it is, it's your girl Promise holding it down out of Brooklyn, Coney Island. Just want to congratulate you guys on turning two. Happy birthday. Keep doing what you're doing. All right. Peace.
So I'm going to go ahead and start talking. I myself am from California. I'll say my name is Vic. I really think what you guys are doing is really fucking awesome. It's great, and it's turning us all out and majority votes, but anyhow, I just want to let you know that Lesbian Mafia means a lot to me. And people like you guys, it's kind of like the Black Panthers in the 70s. It's like that. You make me smile, and every time I walk out my door, I know somebody has my back. And believe me, I fight every day. Not only am I gay, I'm a gay punk, and it's not really cool to see, like, chicks with a mohawk and all punked out. I do that because I hate my society and I'm bound to nothingness. And we're fucked no matter what. Because George Washington already fucking dealt us that deal. We're fucked. Just like he fucked the slaves.
Hello, Sandy. This is Spaz from Spaz Talk Radio Podcast, and I'm calling in to wish you a happy 2-year anniversary to your baby, the Lesbian Mafia. It's been a pleasure having your show to listen to, and it's inspired me, and I'm sure it's inspired other podcasters. So keep up the good work and continue to do everything that you do and keep us entertained and informed and in the mix. It's awesome what you do. So, love ya. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, it's Tony down in Texas where it's a lot warmer. I just wanted to call and say happy birthday and I love you guys. Take care. Later.
Sandy, it's Lauren from the West Coast. I understand your little Lesbian Mafia is turning two. The terrible twos. Tantrums, sucking on bottles, soiling oneself. Fuck, it sounds like my weekend. So anyway, darling, happy two. And, you know, let's cause some damage before we're through. It even rhymes. Fuck. I'm a great poet. All right, Sandy, my darling, put this on your show because, you know, why not? All right, love you, girl. I'll see you around when I hit New York City later in the year. Ciao, Bella.
Hi, this is Alternative Route, and I wanted to just say hi and congratulations on your 2 years. All right, great. Bye.
Hey, Sandy, it's Ash. MySpace.com/SnowWhiteTAC. You should check out the pictures on my profile and my blog about White Castle lesbians and Mardi Gras bees. You might find that blog to be quite interesting. You should check out the pics of my new tattoo. So, have fun. I love your show. Bye.
Hey, Sandy, this is St. Petersburg, Florida, calling to wish you a happy anniversary. I also need to apologize for missing the first 720 days or so. I got it all caught up. Can you pick up the phone? This isn't like that, is it? Anyway, you're doing a great job, and I love your dots. I miss your dots. Happy anniversary. Okay, I didn't like that one. If you could edit that one out, like, or erase it, just erase that one, that'd be great. This is Carrie from Florida. I missed the first 720 days of the show, and I apologize for that. But I made up for it in, like, 72 hours. Just doing a great job, and I love the show so much that I get into little fender benders and buy a lot of office supplies for absolutely no freaking reason. So, oh, yeah, and I love the dots. All right, I don't know if this is any better, but that's it. That's all we're doing tonight. Bye. Are you there? Okay, I didn't like the last one either. This is Terry in Florida, and I just wanted to wish you a happy anniversary. Tell you that I actually did think that the dots deserved more of a chance than they got. I'm just like that with dots and things. But I think that you're doing a great job, and I'm very sorry I missed those first 700 days. But I'm here now. I'm willing to recruit and do anything to make up for that. And then there was something else. I'll just call back if I think about it. Okay? Love your dots. Bye. I didn't like that one either, but it's become glaringly obvious that you're not going to pick up the phone, but happy anniversary. Bye.
So thank you so much for tuning in to our 50th show and 2 year anniversary. Thank you so much for all of your beautiful voicemails. I really appreciate them, and I had a big smile on my face after I listened to them. But so again, you can tune into show number 49 if you just kind of want to have something playing in the background. That again, that's about an hour long of just, you know, just phone calls with a little bit of my commentary in the background. And next week I will have a regular show for you, I promise. And so if you want to catch us on MySpace, you can get us at myspace.com/thelesbianmafiacast. At twitter.com/thelesbianmafia. You can email info@thelesbianmafia.com. You can call into the voicemail 206-984-4093. You can listen to this show on your telephone. That number is 651-925-1610. If you wanted to check out our apparel, you can go to thelesbianmafia.spreadshirt.com, I think. Spreadshirt, like spread your legs. So that's it for now. So we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming in the coming week. I'll have a show up for you by next week, promise. Thank you guys so much. Love you, and I'll talk at you again.
Bye. Soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean, and no man can jump in between. No, they talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we when does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.